Hello and welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. This is episode 68 on chapter 4, Love. We are coming close to the end of this chapter. I cannot believe it. I feel so good. And I am also feeling emotional, because I've shared a lot about myself. So now when you see me next, you're just going to look at me like, oh, okay. But anyway, I'm happy to share. That's why I do this. That's why A Thousand Voices is A Thousand Voices in the first place. And today we are going to talk about enduring love. Secrets from couples that actually stood the test of time. So, lovebirds, welcome. Single people, welcome. Today we are celebrating enduring love. We are looking at those couples that weathered the life storms and stayed strong together. We will talk about amazing couples that have built incredible partnerships and have lived together for decades. I'm really excited to share. And obviously you guys know some people in your lives that are like this, so drop a comment, tell me, is it your grandparents, is it your parents, is it your aunt and your uncle, is it your boss and his wife, is it your colleague, who is it? I want to know. So I would like to share maybe just one couple. There is this couple that I know on TikTok, a very old African couple. I've been following them for such a long time. They have grown together so beautifully. So beautifully. As much as they are old and mature, they still look so young and fresh and attractive. And I think the biggest thing to their success is definitely true love, is definitely understanding one another. And some of the things that I think is they navigate change and growth together over time. They also understand the importance of communication and they keep that spark alive. They really do. They put the effort into it. And they also have strategies. They've shared strategies of overcoming challenges and conflicts. I admire them so much. And I think they are such a good example. They are such a good example. They are also full of wisdom. Yo, they have a wealth of experience. And their insights can resonate with anyone who wants to build a lasting relationship. So yeah, like I mentioned, some of the key ingredients are communication. They speak about being very open and honest. That's a foundation of a healthy relationship. So you gotta be honest. You gotta communicate. Then commitment is the next one. They invest time in their relationship and they're willing to put in the work. They've put in the work for years and years. Next one is they respect each other and appreciate one another. They treat each other with love and respect. And they show appreciation for one another. So if you've been following from when we started chapter 4, I spoke about all of these things. And this is like a full circle moment where we are discovering that these are some of the methods that people use and they practice in their lives and it's working for them. I can't wait to talk about my own personal experiences. It's going to be very soon, guys. I'll tell you. I promise. Or you'll probably see it in the pictures. I don't know. I'm not sure yet how I'm going to share. But yeah. They share values. So they've built a strong foundation. And they share values, which creates a sense of unity. It creates a sense of oneness, which is beautiful. One of my favorite things is friendship. They are friends. Yo, if you see how these people play, and they're old and you're like, ah, you guys, you're in your 80s and you still play like you're in your 20s. That is beautiful. Then they also adapt to life, because life is an ever-changing thing. One day it's raining, another day it's cloudy, another day it's sunny, another day it's hot. You have to adapt. Life will always throw curveballs. So they were willing to adapt and grow together. Another key point is they have humor and forgiveness. So remember the playfulness? Yeah. Laughter can be a powerful tool for life. Just laughing in general and being happy. And then forgiveness is also a key thing of letting go of resentment and then moving on, working things out, like work it out. Keeping the flame alive. They talk about romance and keeping the spark alive. And yeah, enduring love, right, is not just about fairy tales. It's about real life commitment now. This is like grown people stuff. You have to grow together. You have to enjoy challenges together. You have to inspire one another. You have to show that love can last a lifetime. Remember also that love is a journey. It is not a destination. By nurturing these key ingredients and keeping that spark alive, you can build a relationship that will last a lifetime. And I'm saying this right back to myself. Like, I think for me, my biggest thing is not that I don't have love. I have the love. I have all the qualities and the experiences. For me, it's just my standards in the partner where the issue is. That's where my biggest problem. And if you were looking for an answer as to why I'm single, is because I just haven't met somebody with the standards. And don't ask me what those standards are. You have to discover them if you really like me. Also, no need to discover them because they have to come naturally. Not me throwing a whole entire puzzle. Anyway, oh gosh, I hope that by the end of this chapter, I'm going to the last episode of this chapter. When I finish this chapter and I enter into chapter 5, I want to share good news with you. I really, really want you guys to hear me telling you that I'm engaged, that I'm getting married, or that I'm with a partner and we are so happy. Because I do have that now, it's just not official, and there's a little bit of complication, so I sort of don't want to put a title to it. Right now, I'm just going to keep it afloat. And if he's listening, I just want to say, I love you. And I love all of you guys listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for your time. Next and final episode is Love in Adversity, Stronger Than Ever Before.